Welcome to Decom Divas with Jana, and I have a very special return guest, Devil Diva. Welcome back, Gabby.
Hi.
Thanks
for having me.
Yes, thanks for being on it again. Remind the listeners, what was the episode you were on first?
Yeah, we did Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Yes, we did. So we're hopping from one, I guess, like, teen star of the 2000s mm-hmm. to another. Lindsay Lohan, Hilary Duff. Yes. And this is our special Christmas episode. There wasn't that many Christmas decoms, and I always try ways to get Hilary Duff to pop up on my podcast. So, yeah. I brought you on because, like, last time you were on the podcast, we talked about, like, Hilary Duff and you mm-hmm. really liking her. And did you like her from, like, Lizzie McGuire? Like, what did you like about her when you were young?
I definitely liked her from Lizzie McGuire. Yeah. I loved her as a musician.
Yeah.
It's like Metamorphosis was what I listened to all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So loved her music. But yeah, I loved the Lizzie McGuire movie, the show also.
Yeah.
So
were you really sad everything. That, well, two questions. Were you sad when the show ended? And were you sad when you found out that the reboot wasn't happening?
Yeah. So, yes, sad about the reboot. Yeah. I don't know that I actually remember vividly, like, the show ending, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I know I for sure watched it.
Yeah.
And when I went back recently and, like, looked through the ones on Disney Plus,
yeah,
I was really surprised that there were only two seasons.
Yeah, it's crazy because every other show, like, that was popular back then, and I feel like since, like, they have, like, four. Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like I watched it for such a long time that it had, but I must have just been watching reruns or I don't know what.
And it felt like.
Yeah, it felt like forever. Yeah. But yeah, a reboot would have been really cool.
How do you feel, like, about reboots in general?
I feel like they're not always as successful as I want them to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to capture the, like, original magic mm-hmm. that you had, and especially, like, for people like us who are now in their 30s, like, wanting to go back and watch it. Like, it doesn't hit the same as when you're, you know, in elementary school.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of them.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I would prefer, like, a reimagined reboot where, like, it's the same premise, but not the same thing.
Yeah. Like, not just a continuation of the same characters and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. I can't think of one that I think is, like, actually good. Yeah.
That's a, like, in theory, I like them, but I can't think of one that I actually enjoy.
Yeah. Like, one that was successful. Yeah.
Right.
And that I was, like, actually a little bit worried about the Lizzie McGuire one, like, coming back and me not liking it, even though I would watch it, like, no matter what, but it was nervous. And I also, it looked like Miranda still wasn't going to be on it, which I was like, also, do you know much about that? Like, why is she, like, do you remember, like, watching the show and being like, where'd she go?
I remember being like, why isn't she in Italy?
Yeah, I know, right?
For the movie. It just seemed really weird that she wasn't there.
Yeah.
I think it was drug related, though, right?
I've heard so many stories. I feel like I've heard, oh, she was, like, working on other projects. And then I've heard that, too. Yeah. And, like, I've heard, like, oh, she was just over it. Or she was, like, mad about payment. So I don't really know mm-hmm. what happened there. And I feel like she seems, like, really private anyway, so I feel like she's not the kind of person who'll come out and be like, this is why. So
I don't know. I tried to, like, look it up a little bit. I mean, I saw something that there was, like, a rehab situation happen mm-hmm. but I don't know at what time frame that happened, you know, so I don't know if that was during Lizzie McGuire or, like, after. But I was definitely sad that she was just gone.
Yeah, I really liked Miranda. I thought she was, like, one of the best friend characters mm-hmm. of, like, those shows. Yeah, she's not, of the two episodes we're discussing today, she's not in one of them. And I think that's when she was, like, gone from the show. I guess on the topic, we talked a lot about this, but yeah, do you feel like you're pretty nostalgic for, like, 90s 2000s, like, stuff? Like, do you think about it often? Do you model your, like, this stuff that you have, like, your taste in, like, media and stuff after it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I mean, music wise I'm stuck in the early 2000s.
Me too.
Like, that is all I listen to, that mm-hmm. and musicals.
Yes
But yeah, I just really enjoyed the music. Like, I love the pop stars that were from that era.
Yeah.
Like, I love the boy bands.
Yes.
I also love the, like, emo music that was popular. Oh. That was a little bit later, 2000s.
Wait,
but
how
still.
Age? I'm always curious about people who were. Would you have? Did you consider yourself emo, or did you like emo music?
I just liked emo music. Yeah. I definitely wasn't.
Were you because you just weren't, or because you're like, oh, that's scary. That I'd stand out a lot. I don't know. I'm curious because I never dived into that.
It didn't even like cross my mind to like be that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, to have to that persona emo. To be emo. Yeah. I don't know. I think I was too like happy-go-lucky as a kid. And I liked, I don't know, like bright colors and glitter too much probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't like love the aesthetic or style for me personally, I think. Mm-hmm. Although not that my style was great in 2000s because it wasn't.
Well, but how it's just.
Right.
Yeah. It was the time. Yeah. What appeals to you about, like, the music? Was it just, like, rebellious and you like that, or, like...
I think I had a lot of friends who enjoyed it, so that definitely influenced it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the full band. Like, there was always, like, a guitarist a drummer and, like, a full band, you know, versus, like, other music that's, like,
people
synthesized or
mm-hmm.
to, like, the realness of it, I think. Mm-hmm. I think I probably liked the angsty lyrics.
Yeah.
But I think I got into it because my friends were listening to it, and so I just kind of followed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to like Warped Tour, or like any like crazy
concerts? No. I wasn't brave enough to go to any of those.
Were you like scared that you could like trample in a mosh pit?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to die in a mosh pit.
Yes.
Like,
Never was there either.
Just from the safety of my bed.
Yeah, I would listen to it. Exactly. Like, what bands were you into?
Boys Like Girls.
Oh, nice.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna blink. My Chemical Romance. Cute Is What We Aim For.
Wait, I think I know one song by them. Is it I've Got the Gift of One Life?
Yeah, okay, nice.
Okay, cool. I got it. Do you still like that music? Like, do you still go back to it and you're like, oh, fun memories?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that whole like era, I don't know, from like when I was born up until like seventh grade, like everything in those 12, 13 years, whatever it was, like that's the music that I like.
Yeah.
And what I go back to now. My husband gets irritated.
He's
like,
not into
listen
it.
Listen to My Chemical Romance again. Well, I've gotten him into some of this stuff.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. I introduced him to a couple of songs that he like didn't know before.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
Oh, okay. That was not his speed.
Yeah. No, he didn't really listen to that. So I got to influence him a little bit.
Oh, nice. That's always fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is he about the same age as you?
Yeah, he's 2 years older.
Oh, okay. So like not crazy different where he wouldn't have heard it. Oh, okay. My boyfriend and I are the same age. We have very different taste in like music. So I don't think he'll be convinced, and that's okay. I guess we'll kind of get into the shows. So we're talking about the two Liz McGuire episodes about Christmas. So you have seen like the entirety of Lizzie McGuire, like all the episodes from the shows, or at least for the most part, probably.
Yeah.
Did you remember these like episodes? Like
no.
Off the top of your head, you weren't like, oh yeah, the one with Aaron Carter. Like the
Well, I remembered the like ending scene of that. And I don't know if it's because I like have watched that separately, like on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Or if I had remembered it from the show, but that portion specifically I did remember.
Yeah.
I think I remember more of like the essence of Lizzie McGuire than I do specific moments.
Yeah.
So it was like I got to rewatch them again, like experience them kind of for the first time. So that was fun.
Yeah. What did you like about Lizzie McGuire? Like, I know it's like hard to be like put yourself in like the mind of a 7-year old again, but like, what did you think like appealed to you about it?
I probably like connected with her because of her annoying little brother. I didn't have an annoying little brother, but I had an annoying little sister.
Yeah.
So like, there are definitely moments where I could relate. Like, I only said you can come in my room if you don't talk.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I probably would have said to my sister, or like try to get her to like not come along with us.
Yeah.
And, like, she wanted to like hang out with my friends, and I was like, no, you're not cool enough or whatever. But I think I just like the silliness of the show. Mm-hmm. I love the like caricature.
Yeah. Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Because some people really don't like that about the show.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like getting to hear her like inner thoughts that are kind of silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's really cute. It's very unique. I, like, feel like that's, like, the perfect way of, like, expressing, like, a 13-year-old's, mm-hmm. like, thoughts on things. Like, and I like that it doesn't, like, yes, she's funny, but it doesn't always have to be that way. Mm-hmm. It can be just more, like, earnest, especially in, like, dramatic or, like, sad parts. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think it's cute, yeah. Did you, who was, I'm guessing Lizzie, but like, who was your favorite character in the show?
Yeah, it was Lizzie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although, looking back now, it probably would be Miranda.
Yeah, Miranda's cool.
Yeah, she's cool. And she's more my speed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie's a little crazy.
Yeah, yeah. No, Lizzie's a little, like, I don't know if she, I'd call her, like, impulsive, but she's, like, more, she's, like, a little more frazzled. I feel like Miranda's more, like, grounded.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think they were, like, a fun combination. Definitely. I think the three of them were, yeah. What did you think of the Lizzie-Gordo romance? Especially when it first started, like, it was kind of out of nowhere. Because I feel like in the first season, they were, like, not, like, they were kind of like, ew. And then, like, he started liking her at some point.
Mm-hmm.
What was your opinion?
I mean, I feel like that's very accurate. I feel like when you're that age and you have, like, friends that are guys, like, originally you're kind of, like, ill.
Yeah.
You're gross, you know? And then as you get a little bit older, you're like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Maybe I am interested. So I felt like that was almost, like, realistic and, like, more believable. I loved experience a little bit of their, like, romance during the movie.
Yeah,
that just made me so happy because you're just like waiting the whole time, like, something's gotta happen, you know. And so for them finally to have, like, a moment, even though it didn't exactly go, like, the way we maybe thought it would, like, it was still cute and felt like a good, like, resolution to it.
I wish
that they had, like, really done it,
explored it more instead of just, like, the very end, the very last thing we see. I really liked them together. I thought they were really cute, and I love the movie. I think it's great. I'm so biased, but I can't, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a perfect movie in my opinion.
The movie is definitely, like, where most of my memories from Lizzie McGuire come from, I think. I was, like, really obsessed with the movie. So I watched it so many times. Had the DVD, had the, like, CD of the album for some reason. Yeah, definitely loved it.
It's a really good one. Yeah, I think it's maybe, and I'm wrong, I feel like it's the best, like, movie spinoff from a TV show of Disney. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like the rest of them, I think it's one of the only ones, I guess Hannah Montana went to theaters, but, like, most of them just had their own, like, Disney Channel movie.
Yeah, I like that one the best.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's a winner to me in my heart.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, these episodes, so we're talking about Here Comes Aaron Carter and Extreme Xmas? I guess Extreme Christmas, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if we're standing this in chronological order, we would start with the Aaron Carter one, but I kind of, like, when I watched them, I watched the other one first because I was like, I know the Aaron Carter one is going to be more exciting. Start with the harder one. But, yeah, I remember it having more of Steven Tyler in it, like, than, like, it did. He kind of was just, like, in the beginning and the end. What are your thoughts on that? Do you remember this episode at all?
No.
Yeah.
I had, like, no memory.
Yeah.
I feel like the float scene at the end had some, like, parts that I remembered in it.
Mm-hmm.
But as a whole, I didn't really remember the, like, the bits of that episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just because he's at the beginning and he's at the end, so it kind of sticks with you. I mean, he's like a ridiculous Santa.
Yeah. So I guess there's no sense of, like, you thinking that he is Santa. Like, that's just, like, not important to the episode at all.
But I think, like, the point of the episode is that he was actually Santa.
I guess
that's
so.
What I got out of it at the end.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the opposite.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
He seems so obviously not Santa.
Yeah. I do need to say, I'm not trying to get canceled, I know Steven Tyler's done some creepy shit. Do you know much about him in his story? Okay, he's a groomer, as many rock stars are. He groomed, like, a 16-year-old when he was, like, way too old, and I do not support that, and I think he's done some gross stuff. We're talking about the episode aside from his reputation. I'm not promoting him. I feel like I have to do that a lot because, like, a lot of actors these days are, like, has that happened? Was there anyone you really liked and then they really disappointed you? Or have you been pretty good at liking people who stay uncanceled?
Yeah, I don't think that I've had anyone that I, like, really, really liked that's gotten canceled, luckily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also don't really, really like a lot of
really
actors. Yeah, I'm not like starstruck or like obsessed with too many people. Mm-hmm. So I think I've gotten lucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always icky when like, even when like, if you don't look up to them, like, I don't know, I think of like the Today Show, like Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Like I watched that every day growing
up. I did too. Yeah.
So it was, he was like a part of our family, you know? And so even though I didn't look up to him, like it was still really icky to like find out all that stuff later on, because you spend all this time like watching their show or consuming their product or whatever it is. And then, you find out they're just a gross person.
Yeah.
So
it's weird when someone's like image portrayed so differently than what they actually are. It sucks. Yeah. And like, I know a lot of people are like, well, we'll go after anyone these days, but I'm like, I don't know, maybe people were just getting away with way too much stuff in the past. Like, I don't have a huge problem with it. But yeah, okay, so getting back to the episode, so basically they're in this contest to make Christmas floats, and there's this elf that comes along named Nobby the elf. What did you think of him? He's this like old man who thinks that he's a real Santa's elf helper.
My first thought was definitely like, this guy has dementia.
Yeah.
Like he lives in a retirement home. Yeah. He thinks that he's like Santa's elf.
Yeah.
He's talking to people on the phone who need help with their reindeer. Like, I don't know. I definitely thought like maybe he has dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name is ridiculous. Nobby Frosty Bump.
Yeah.
I think was his full name.
Yeah. What he was telling people was his name.
Yeah. I appreciated, well, I don't know if appreciated is the right word. I thought it was interesting that the whole family just like accepted that that was what he was.
Yeah, nobody had, like, other than Lizzie, no one was really questioning him, which I thought was kind of weird.
And, like, I don't know if they're just, like, going along with it for the sake of, like, the holiday season or, like, not to upset this old guy.
Yeah.
But that seemed a little strange that nobody was like, that's weird that you think that you're Santa's main elf.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I thought that, I guess maybe, like, the episode was, like, a fantasy and, like, Lizzie was the only one who's like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But did you notice? I'm sure you did. That Hayley Duff was in this episode. Her sister, yeah.
What?
She's in a few episodes of Lizzie McGuire. She, like, played Kate's cousin.
Amy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why she was so familiar.
Yeah.
I was, like, staring at her trying to figure out who she was.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's in, I think, okay, you remember the episode where Kate has, like, a birthday party, but it's, like, unchaperoned? Mm-hmm. I know she's in that episode, and then she's in the, like, murder mystery one, but, and I mean, it's probably, she was, like, hanging around, or she was like, Hillary, get me on the show. Like, that kind of stuff happens all the time, but, yeah, she just kind of plays a snob. But, yeah.
Another mean girl.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, she kind of does look like Kate, or at least they make her kind of look like it. But, yeah, she's just, like, Kate's, like, they're all building floats for Christmas, and Lizzie's building a rock and roll one, and, like, Tudgman is, like, building a Star Wars float.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts on Tudgman and him in this episode and beyond?
I mean, in this episode, I think he's just, like, a silly, dorky guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's really into the Star Wars float.
Yeah.
Like, good for him.
Yeah.
You know? I think in some other episodes, like, he's definitely a little awkward.
Yeah.
This one, not so much, though. He just seemed kind of, like, friendly and dorky.
Yeah, he seemed confident in himself. Do you remember the episode when he, like, Miranda has a party and she doesn't, like, invite him and then they give him a makeover?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they make him
I have to go back
stuff.
And watch all these.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's fun. He's fun. I like that they had, like, a nerdy character.
He's, like, the token nerdy character. Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's, like, okay, so in this episode, Nobby starts kind of hanging out with Lizzie's family, like, going to her family's house and, like, eating dinner with them. And then was it in his retirement home the plumbing stopped working?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was...
He called it a retirement hotel, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, the
whole building's plumbing went down, I guess.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, Lizzie's family volunteers to fix it.
Yeah.
Which just seems like the most wild thing to me because obviously none of them knew anything about plumbing.
Yeah.
So, like, how is that the best way to help this person?
You know? It was and really random that they have a plumbing plot line. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the point of it.
Yeah. I feel like this episode, maybe I'm wrong, but, like, I feel like they were, like, they wanted Steven Tyler to be a bigger part in it, and he kind of was like, here's what I can't be. I'll be there for 5 minutes. So mm-hmm. they, like, had to come up with this, like, last minute thing. It felt very, like, I don't know. Not my favorite episode of Liz McGuire. I'll say that. Yeah. But what did you think of it overall?
Yeah, it seemed really random. There were definitely moments where I was like, why is this happening? Yeah. Like, why is Lizzie suddenly talking like she's Dr. Seuss
and
rhyming for no reason?
Like
the whole, like, fixing plumbing, and then Lizzie suddenly knows everything about plumbing somehow, and she's, like, able to fix the entire retirement home so they can go back for Christmas. Like, that seemed weird.
Yeah.
Also seemed like I didn't really understand the, like, moral. It seemed a little iffy for me because like the whole time it felt like don't focus on yourself, like help others, but then they were all intentionally not helping Lizzie.
That's the thing.
Which seemed weird. And then they randomly were like, also, baby Jesus was born today.
Okay, I was going to say that, like, that was strange for a Disney Channel show to make it all Jesus-y.
Well, also, it was not, it didn't fit with the episode at all. And it didn't fit with what they, the storyline that they had, because they were essentially saying, like, you know, the point of Christmas is to spend it with your family and to, like, help those in need is what I got out of it.
Yeah.
And then during Lizzie's, like, dream epiphany thing, she's like, I guess I don't know what Christmas is, and then Matt comes in and is like, I'll tell you what Christmas is about. And so it just seemed like, why would that not be the moment where you'd be like, spend it with your family and help others, but instead they were like, baby Jesus was born and he came to Bethlehem, or like totally going super religious on it, which is fine to, like, say that that's, like, the point of the Christmas season since like that's where it all started, you know, but it didn't fit with everything else that had been happening in the episode, especially because it was so focused on Santa and his elves.
Yeah.
So it just felt like the whole episode to me felt very, like, thrown together and just, like, the pieces didn't fit. Like, they wanted to mention the Grinch. They wanted to mention Jesus. They wanted to mention, like, Rudolph. Yeah. And they didn't know how to fit all of the things together.
Yeah, because there was a part, are you fairly familiar with the claymation, like, Rudolph?
I love that one.
Me too. Oh my god, that's so one of my favorite. Okay, I'm glad. I feel like a lot of people don't appreciate it enough. There's a part where Gordo's like, I want to be a dentist.
I was so excited about that
And I'm like, are they gonna, like, say it? And they didn't. I think that's just for us who love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah, that was, like, I was happy when that happened. Yeah. I was like, this is so cute.
But there were a couple moments like that where it was just like, let's just throw, like, a bunch of Christmas references in places where it doesn't really make sense and just make it work. Like, what purpose did Gordo have to be a dentist in that moment? Like, but I appreciated it because I love the movie. It did feel a little random.
It was.
And hard to follow.
It was. Like, I had it, even though it was, like, 25 minutes long, I was, like, kind of like, is going on. It was, and then the floats come in, and it was kind of, it was just really random. It felt very, like, end of season two episode, we just gotta have something Christmassy. In the end, Lizzie's float gets miraculously done by, was it by the elf, or Steven Tyler.
Magic Santa.
Because
the kids are, like, calling him out that he's not the real Santa.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'll prove it. And then magically creates Lizzie's float.
Yeah.
Which is the whole reason why she had a rock and roll float, which makes sense.
Because at the beginning I was like, oh, that doesn't seem very Lucy-ish.
Yeah, I was like, that's strange.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was cool. And then in the end, Steven Tyler's singing on the float.
Yeah. And then nobody questioned it. They're just like, oh, yeah, that was magic. I guess that's Santa.
Yeah. Which is weird, because, like, Lizzie McGuire is, like, there's not really any, there's, like, maybe one other episode where they do, like, fantasy, like, stuff, but it's usually, like, pretty too real life, right? So it's kind of like they decide to jump out of it sometimes. It's strange. But It was fine, yeah. Yeah, I know that Steven Tyler, you know, okay, you know at the end, yeah, with the kids, like, and they're going up to him and questioning if he's the real Santa. I know two of them were his. Okay, so we just found out that we lost, like, I don't even know how much time of recording, so this is us talking about the same thing we just talked about. I feel so bad about this, but this has happened to me before. You'd think after doing this podcast for 3 years, it stops happening.
It happens. But, yeah. Technical difficulties.
Yes, but yeah, we just finished up the Steven Tyler episode, and he kind of, you know, that's how that went. I think the last thing I said was his kids are in the episode, and that episode was okay. Okay, so yeah, reiterating, what did we say about the Aaron Carter episode, Gabby?
We said that it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a silly, like, they get really crazy, and Lizzie is so obsessed with, like, trying to find Aaron.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous that, like, a 13-year-old would go through that much trouble.
Yeah.
But, like, good on her.
Yeah. It was cute. Basically, they're filming a music video in her town, and she's trying to get in, and they dress like elves. They do all these schemes.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Oh, I thought the cat was there. Okay.
No, it's just the
cat feeder.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get into the music video, and it's cute. And yeah, I guess, well, let's talk about the most important part, the kiss scene. What did you think of that scene? Oh, my God.
Love the kiss. Love that they got to kiss.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know how realistic it is, but it was cute. I thought that, I don't know, I kind of imagined him, like, putting the mistletoe up himself so that he can, like, kiss as many little girls as he can.
Yeah.
Which, like, that sounded weird the way I said it, but he's also a little boy. So,
yeah,
like,
he's 13.
Yeah, he's 13. Yeah. So, like, kissing other 13-year-olds just because he's a teenager and he can.
Yeah.
But I was really excited for Lizzie.
Yeah, because, me too.
I don't know. What a dream to, like, be able to kiss your star crush.
Yeah. It's very cute. And at the time, I think they were dating, so it was a really adorable scene. And another thing we mentioned when we said it the first time, she gives Miranda the chance to meet Aaron Carter instead of taking it herself, which is really benevolent. That's, like, a reoccurring thing with Lizzie, is she always thinks of other people before herself. It pays off because she gets to meet him in the end.
I thought it was sweet that she, like, gave that opportunity to her friend, but in the end it worked out for her because she got to kiss him anyway.
Yeah. And there was this cute scene where she thinks that she's going to get in the music video because she has this, like, she's in her journalism class and she thinks that she has a badge that'll get her in. And they were like, nope, you're not. And they sneak into his dressing room and they, you know, it's shenanigans. And they bring Matt along for some reason. I guess he threatens to tell the parents because they have to sneak out to do this.
Yeah. But the whole time her parents actually have passes anyway.
Yes. So that was, a cute episode, and we were kind of talking about how we think it's kind of random that they, like, it's, like, weird, like, why is this about Christmas?
Yeah, the candy music video, to me, shouldn't be set during Christmas time.
Yeah,
Seems very random, because the song has nothing to do with Christmas. But, I mean, sometimes that happens, I guess, right? In music videos where they just, like, the video has nothing to do with the actual lyrics.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, the artists themselves aren't even in it. So,
yeah,
like, that's true. Like, I can think of a few music videos that are like that. So, it is, you know, find an excuse to get Aaron Carter on the episode. And they did. Yeah. And they actually got the song, I Want Candy, which you were saying you've listened to a ton.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I definitely remember listening to it in the car.
Yeah.
And, like, probably watched the YouTube video of it multiple times.
Yes.
Definitely a fan of that song. I didn't really listen to a lot of his other music. My husband is actually a huge Aaron Carter fan.
Really?
Now.
Oh my God. Wait, how did he get into him?
I think, like, after he died, he just, like, looked his music up and then realized that he actually really loved it.
Yeah.
So he listens to a lot of his music now.
Oh my God.
Which is so random.
That is really random.
But it's cute.
That's really cute. He does have some very silly, like, very cringy and embarrassing songs that if anyone heard me listening to, I'd be like, I'd die. But, like, they're funny. Like, it's funny that like a little kid is a singer and he doesn't even have that good of a voice, yeah. but he just had so much charisma. I guess that's probably why he yeah. was successful.
My husband listens to like his newer music.
Oh,
like
wait.
His adult music.
Do I need to listen to Aaron Grimes' adult yeah. music? I guess he had a continued career.
He like, kept making music. Oh, yeah. So God. He wasn't just like a little kid making music, which,
oh, God.
Yeah, loved Candy. Like that music was great. But yeah, yeah the music that he makes. Well, doesn't make it now, obviously, but yeah. the music
that you did make.
That he did make when he was yeah. an adult, like, yeah. is different, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
That's interesting, yeah. I mean, not, okay, I shouldn't say he has a bad voice. It's just he was 13. Like, yeah. he didn't. I was kind of surprised by how his voice was pretty high for a 13-year-old. Like, especially in the song.
That's pretty normal, though. I mean, yeah, like, yeah. like, Justin Bieber.
That's true. He had like, a high voice, yeah.
yeah. Like, when he made, like, Mistletoe, that was,
oh,
like,
yeah.
he was, like, 13.
Yeah,
time.
He was young, yeah.
And he had a really high voice. Like, that's he just, did. I mean, like, guys don't go through puberty until they're, like, that's 17,
yeah.
16, 17. Yeah. So I feel like at 13, you a lot of them have high registers.
Yeah. I know, that was always, like, I feel, that's something I feel bad for boys about, is that that must be really awkward.
That they have such an obvious, like,
yeah.
transition into puberty.
Yeah. yeah. It's, I mean, there's awkward things for women.
Right.
For sure, I can tell you that firsthand. But, like, it's, yeah.
I feel well, I think for musicians specifically.
Yeah.
Though,
mm-hmm.
Because having to adjust to, like, suddenly your range is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, how do you even sing your old stuff?
Yeah, I know. I think maybe you just got to arrange it lower. But, like, yeah, I thought about that a lot.
Yeah, if you listen to it. So, I love the Justin Bieber, like, Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
And if you
yeah.
listen
I didn't
to
know
it.
You're a big believer?
I'm not. Well, I'm mm-hmm. a big, like, OG Justin fan.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, Little Justin. I don't
like
love
me plus you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Baby yeah. and Mistletoe. Yeah, all of that. Mm. But if you listen to that Christmas album, you hear him go through puberty. Like the first couple oh, songs God. On that album, his voice is really high and then yeah. suddenly his voice drops. So like
yeah.
it's kind of interesting that there's like one album where you can see the very clear change in the voice.
Mm-hmm. I liked him a lot then. Like I remember going to see what's it called? Never Say Never mm-hmm. in like theaters and that was cute. I never saw him in concert. Did you see him in concert?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But I don't know. He's, you know, he's fine now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really follow him. I don't have the obsessions over things that I used to.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this episode was cute. And like, it was fun that they got to be in a music video.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the fashion.
Okay. Yes.
yes. So yeah, what did we say about the fashion?
lots of silver
yeah.
metallic pieces, which I love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lizzie had like a cool jacket that I liked.
Yeah.
And then you said that she had some pants at the end, right?
Yes. Oh my God. So like there's like this iconic outfit in the end where like she's wearing like silver pants and like this like red, there was a lot of like fur trim on the mm-hmm. sleeve, which I think or like boa almost. What do you think of that trend? I think it's really cute.
Yeah, it's cute. I don't know how yeah. comfortable it is, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know that I would like to wear that.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to look at it on other people.
Yeah, it is kind of like, it's like, you know, when you wear too many bracelets and then you, like, it's cute, but you can't, like,
yeah.
write with it. Yeah. And Aaron's wearing, like, this very spacey, like, silver jacket, silver mm-hmm. pants look. Lots of velvet, like you said.
Yeah, we're Christmas.
Yeah. Lizzie's wearing this, like, belt with like a lot of fringe that like goes mm-hmm. to the side, it's super thick, like a bunch of this, we talked about this before, yeah, like a bunch of the skirts back then,
yeah,
in the first episode, the Steven Tyler one, so yeah,
yeah. And the chokers,
yes, yeah,
chokers. I feel like Lizzie wore a couple during these episodes.
Yeah, yeah,
I always loved that.
Yeah, are you a big choker person?
I am, yeah.
Do you have any like the second revival of chokers?
I do have a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But not the one, I want like the classic, like black one.
Yeah.
Not the velvet one, the one
the
that like.
The tattoo looking ones, the ones that stretch.
The one that stretch.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to find a good one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I like chokers. I think they're cute. Yeah.
Cute on her. Yeah, it's like a lot of elf costumes and a lot of layered. We were talking about those like
oh, yeah.
short sleeve layered shirts of her long sleeve, which mm-hmm. is we both wore a lot.
Yeah. Yep. And I had the fake ones that looked like that.
Yes.
I was too hot if I wore that many years.
Yes. Yeah, not practical for San Diego.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Where did you shop, like, growing up, like, as a kid? Do you remember?
Children's Place.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
That was a thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. My sister definitely did, like, the limited two thing.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I was, like, a little bit too old when mm-hmm. that really got popular, I think.
Yeah.
Charlotte Russe when I was a little bit older. That was, mm-hmm. like, my middle school, like, era.
Yeah.
Like lots of Macy's probably.
Yes, yes. Did you go to Macy's to like get your like homecoming dresses and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I feel like when we were in high school, I don't know if this was as much for you, but it was like empire waist dress. So like to the knee, and it was like all straight silhouette. Like it wasn't like fitted really. Yeah, that's what I remember.
I did a lot of like either really poofy or like really tight dresses.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a lot of like silhouetted dresses.
Oh.
When I was in high school.
Nice.
Yeah, and I didn't like things. I like everything was super short. It was definitely like a mini skirt.
Yes.
Booty short.
Oh, girl. Nice. Well, you were a dancer. Yeah. You live in booty shorts.
Yeah, I live in booty shorts.
Yeah.
So. And they were the low-waisted ones because that was popular at the time. Oh, so it was, like, nothing was covered. But
it's – I don't know. I feel like even, like, denim shorts, like, I'll wear, like, a fitted one. But, like, yeah, the stuff I used to walk around in as a kid, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I love – I like the fashion from when we were kids more than when we were in high school, personally.
Yeah. My fashion when I was a kid was not great. I feel like I – rocked like a lazy tomboy look.
Okay, yeah.
Like not even a cute tomboy. It's no. Just like, I just feel like wearing a t-shirt and like board shorts equivalent.
Oh, nice. I don't know.
It was either that or a skort.
Okay.
I love skorts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't say that my fashion was very good when I was a child.
Yeah.
When I got to like high school, I was really into like colored pants, colored shorts, Vans. So I definitely, and like graphic tees.
Yeah.
So I liked that better for me personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Which like, that's cute too. Like that's also a very iconic look. Iconic look of that time. Yeah.
Can you tell that we've been recording?
I know. Can you tell this is like the second time we've talked about this? To wrap up, Gabby, just reflect upon your love of the Christmas season.
I love Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, I love everything about Christmas. Yeah. I love the movies. I love the music. I love the drinks and the treats.
Yeah.
I love spending time with family, which is like one of the most important things for me during this time. I love dressing my cat up in Christmas outfits.
Her cat. Okay, so she's got three black and white kitties, and one of them was wearing, like, a cute, like, Santa-like dress.
Yeah.
So cute. I can't believe you got your cat to wear that, and she's not, like, running around trying to get it off.
It's, like, her fifth or sixth year wearing that outfit.
Okay, she's used to it.
So she's used to it. It used to be a struggle.
Yeah.
The other one has a Christmas sweater that he gets out of multiple times a day.
Yeah. That's so cute. I love it. Clothes on animals. Yes. I think it's so cute. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a beautiful holiday, whatever you celebrate. And join us next time when we watch a Disney Channel movie. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!